The first presentation is on overweight, obesity, and weight-related treatment among racially and ethnically diverse patients in federally supported health centers by Dr. LeBrun. She is a public health analyst at the Health Resources Services Administration, or HRSA, in the Bureau of the Primary Care Office of Quality and Data. Her research projects have included assessing clinical quality performance in community health centers, exploring opportunities for integrating primary care and public health in health centers, and examining health and healthcare experiences of homeless patients. I would just love to see how you fit all of your title and agency on your business card. Please welcome Dr. LeBrun.
So you're actually going to get a double dose of me today because I was originally slotted to do this presentation on obesity and health center patients, but it turns out that my colleague, Alex Sherpa-Patana, who is supposed to do the second presentation on diabetes treatment, was unable to be here today. So I'm going to do both presentations, and I think we can take a break between both of them. So if you have questions about this presentation, we can cover those now, and then I'll move on to the diabetes presentation. And you'll have to forgive me if I'm not quite as familiar with the details of the diabetes study. I'm just sort of getting up to speed and doing my best. I have no disclosures. So this slide is going to be some very familiar information for you all, I'm sure. Background information on obesity in the United States. Currently, about 70% of U.S. adults are considered overweight or obese. About one-third of U.S. adults are medically obese. And we know that overweight and obesity is a serious risk factor for many chronic conditions. Obesity is also responsible for a large proportion of our medical spending, and we anticipate that if current trends continue, it will be responsible for huge billions of dollars of indirect costs in the future. So we also know that racial and ethnic minorities and people of lower socioeconomic means are at higher risk of being overweight and obese, and since health centers serve primarily underserved populations who are oftentimes racial and ethnic minorities and lower SES individuals, health centers are in a good position to be able to address the obesity epidemic among this segment of the population. Some background on the health center program, just to put the program into context. Last year, we served over 20 million patients, 93% of whom were below 200% of the federal poverty level. About a third were uninsured, and about 40% were Medicaid insured. About two-thirds were racial and ethnic minorities. We also have special funding streams that are targeted towards certain special populations, so we served over 1 million homeless patients, about 860,000 agricultural workers, and about 190,000 residents of public housing. So those 20 million patients last year made 80 million visits to our health centers. We have over 1,100 grantees who run over 8,500 clinical service sites across the U.S. Over 138,000 staff are employed by our health centers, including about 10,000 physicians and about 7,000 non-physician providers like nurse practitioners, physician assistants, and certified nurse midwives. This map just serves to illustrate the location of all our health center grantees and their clinical sites, and we are located across the U.S. in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, the Pacific Islands, the Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. So for this study, we had a few related objectives. We first wanted to determine the overall prevalence of overweight and obesity among our health center patients. And then we wanted to look at their weight loss attempts and other weight-related treatment that they might be receiving at our health centers. Then we wanted to follow up with looking at differences across racial and ethnic groups. And then finally, we did some adjusted analyses to examine which sociodemographic and health factors might be associated with weight-related measures of interest. So our data came from the 2009 Health Center Patient Survey. It's an in-person computer-assisted interview that we conduct with our patients while they are visiting our health centers. And it's conducted every 4 or 5 years or so. So the last time we had done the survey was in 2002 and 2003. And this is the most recent round of data that we have, and we're currently gearing up to do another round of surveys in 2014. The questions in the survey are based on other national health surveys, so the National Health Interview Survey, Medical Expenditure Panel Survey, the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. So a lot of the questions you'd see here would be familiar to you if you are familiar with other health interview surveys. The overall sample of our data set is about 4,600 patients, and that includes children and adults. But for this analysis, we focus just on adults. So the final sample size here is about 3,900 adult patients. The measures of interest, we looked at body mass index. We also looked at patients' own perceptions of their weight, whether they attempted any weight loss in the past year, whether they were told by their healthcare provider that they had a weight problem, whether they received any weight management counseling or referrals to a nutritionist or weight loss prescriptions, and then finally, whether they received a cholesterol check in the past year, or sorry, past 5 years. Since we were interested in looking at racial and ethnic disparities, our main independent variable was race and ethnicity, and we broke it down the usual way, Hispanic or Latino, non-Hispanic white, non-Hispanic African-American or black, and then other. I'm not going to spend too much time talking about the other group because unfortunately we just didn't have the sample size to do some very detailed analysis there. In our adjusted models, we examined or we included a whole slew of potential confounders. So we included age, gender, education level, insurance coverage, just yes or no, general health status, number of chronic conditions, geographic region, and then number of physician visits in the past year. So we started with just simple bivariate analysis to look at the distribution of those sociodemographic and weight factors, first for the total sample of patients and then broke it down by race and ethnicity to see if there are differences across the different groups. And then we did some logistic regressions to look at the independent association of race and ethnicity with two particular measures of interest. So we looked at weight loss attempts in the past year and whether that was associated with race and ethnicity. And we also looked at whether patients had been told that they had a weight problem and looked at the associations with race and ethnicity, controlling for that list of covariates that I just showed you. So this is the first table of results, and these are just descriptive statistics of the weight-related measures that we looked at. The first column of numbers on the left-hand side is for the total sample of patients, and then as we go across, going towards the right, broken down by race and ethnicity. So if we just focus on the total sample first, we see that for about 48% of our sample was considered obese. Another 29% is considered overweight. So if you add up those two together, you're looking at about 76% of our patient population is considered overweight or obese, and that's almost 10 percentage points higher than the general U.S. population's rate. We also see that 60% of the total patient population who was overweight or obese reported that they had tried to lose weight in the past year. In terms of weight-related treatment, only about one-third of patients who were overweight or obese were told that they had a weight problem by their healthcare provider. So that's on the low side. But on the other hand, among those who had been told that they had a problem, 93% had received some kind of counseling. The way the question is worded in the survey, we don't really know what that counseling entails. It's just, you know, the patient reported back to us that they received some counseling, so it could have been, you know, it could have been as brief as the doctor telling them you need to exercise more. Done, you know. So that's something that I think we'd like to build on in the next round of surveys. So about 46% of overweight and obese patients said that they received a referral to nutritionists. 7% received a prescription, and 82% said they'd had a cholesterol check in the past year. So if you look at the differences across racial and ethnic groups, the first thing you see is that there are no differences in the distribution of BMI. We did do some further analyses that aren't shown here, where we collapsed obese and overweight groups together, and in that case we found that African Americans did have higher rates of overweight or obesity compared to white patients, and that's consistent with what we find nationally. On the other hand, we didn't find any differences between Hispanic patients and white patients, and nationally we do see that Hispanic individuals have higher rates of overweight or obesity. We also found no differences across racial and ethnic groups in terms of weight loss attempts and in terms of most of the weight-related treatment measures, with the exception of nutritionist referrals, where Hispanic patients were more likely to receive a referral than white patients. This figure looks at self-perceptions of weight by racial and ethnic groups. So among the overweight and obese patients, they were asked how they felt their own weight was. Did they consider themselves to be overweight or just about right? And what you can see is that across all groups, there is a proportion of the overweight and obese population that considers themselves to be about right. So most individuals who are overweight or obese do see themselves as overweight or obese, but there is still a significant proportion that considers themselves about right, so there's some indication that further education about healthy weight might be needed here. The other thing to note here is that racial and ethnic minorities did tend to view their weight as about right, even though they were obese or overweight, slightly more often than whites, and in particular African-Americans. One-third of overweight or obese African-Americans thought their weight was about right. So these are the results of our adjusted analyses, and the two outcomes we looked at were weight loss attempts and whether the provider told their patient that they had a weight problem. So looking at weight loss attempts, we found that after adjusting for all the covariates, they're not all listed here, we found that Hispanic patients and African American patients had higher odds of reporting weight loss attempts in the past year compared to white patients. We also found that patients who perceived themselves as overweight were more likely or had higher odds of attempting to lose weight in the past year. Females were also showing higher odds of weight loss attempts. And then in terms of being told by your provider that you had a weight problem, Hispanic patients had higher odds of reporting that their provider talked to them about their weight problem. And patients with at least two chronic conditions also had higher odds of being told about their weight problem. So to sum up, we found that over 3/4 of our health center patient population was considered overweight or obese. About 60% of them reported trying to lose weight in the past year, so that's some indication that there is recognition of the need to control weight. That 60% is actually twice as high as the national rates of weight loss attempts, so nationally about 30 to 40%, I believe, of individuals report trying to lose weight. We also found no racial and ethnic differences in BMI categories, with the exception of African American being more likely to be overweight and or obese compared to whites. No differences in weight loss attempts and no differences in weight-related treatments for the most part. On the other hand, minority patients who were overweight and obese were less likely to perceive themselves as overweight compared to white patients. And then our adjusted models show that weight loss attempts were more likely among patients who perceive themselves as overweight, patients who were female, African American, and Hispanic. And providers were more likely to tell Hispanic patients and patients with multiple comorbidities that they had a weight problem. So some of the limitations to consider in this study, this was a cross-sectional analysis, so we just had data looking at a snapshot in 2009, so all our results are based on associations and not necessarily causal relationships. As I mentioned before, we had limited sample sizes for the numerically small racial and ethnic groups, so I was only able to focus on the three main categories. data were based on self-reports from the patients, so that's certainly subject to recall bias or social desirability bias, particularly with the BMI measure being based on self-reported weight and height. We also had some funky skip patterns going on with the survey, and I'm not exactly sure what happened there, but it limited our ability to analyze people's receipt of weight counseling. So we were only able to assess people's receipt of counseling if they reported that they had attempted to lose weight. So the question, for some reason, wasn't asked of all patients who are overweight and obese. And so that's definitely something we want to remedy in the next round of the survey. So to sum up, health centers are uniquely positioned to address the obesity epidemic among health center patients who are disproportionately affected by the obesity epidemic. Promoting weight assessments and counseling during primary care visits has the potential to reduce the burden of obesity and subsequent comorbidities. And HRSA is actually actively pursuing several avenues to address weight problems in health center patients. In 2011, we introduced two new data reporting requirements. So every year, all of our grantees on a slew of data elements, including patient numbers, clinical staffing, financial numbers, and then starting in 2008, we started slowly introducing some clinical measures that they were required to track. So starting in 2011, we introduced two weight-related measures. So they are now required to report back to us on the percentage of their patients for whom they document. So there's two measures, one for children and one for adults. So do they document the patient's BMI percentile or BMI in their medical records? And then for children, do they provide nutrition and physical activity counseling? And for adults, do they, if they find that the BMI is outside of healthy range, do they follow up with a weight management plan that's recorded in the medical record? So we're hoping that by making that a required data reporting element, that it'll be sort of at the forefront of grantees' activities, and you know, they'll be even more mindful of this burden facing their patients. We also have a healthy weight collaborative going on, which is modeled on the previous health the disparities collaboratives from a few years ago. So health centers work together to come up with best practices and data management plans and just basically come up with solutions to address the obesity problem in their community. So they may come up with interventions that take place outside of the four walls of their clinics. HRSA is also pushing really hard to increase the use of electronic health records and to promote patient-centered medical home recognition among health centers. So our hope is that all of these activities will serve to improve clinical outcomes in our patient population. And that's it for this first presentation. So thank you.